BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Loads on it today, including incredible news about another celeb doing a DJ set. Also, Greg James plays Real or No Real. Would you be pleased if you caught a cold off a pop star? And 5 Seconds of Summer, the boys' first Radio 1 interview, and we play a game called 5 Seconds of Snogging. It's all here to listen to on this podcast.
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Hope you're good this afternoon. This is Scott on BBC Radio 1 as we launch into another week. How's it going? Christopher.
Hello.
Hello.
You all right?
Oh, how are you?
Yeah, good. Yeah. Good weekend?
Yeah, really good. Saw my mum.
How is she?
She is great, thanks.
Did you go hot tub shopping with her?
No, she's not getting a hot tub now. That's over and done with. Really bad idea. She did, however, have... I gave her one cocktail. Now she doesn't drink. Really? Won't be doing that again.
Was she off?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, like... It's great that you can still do a handstand if you wanted to, but don't do it now. It's just literally one drink. It's all it takes. So that's not happening again.
Why were you on the cocktails with your mum? I don't think I've ever had a cocktail with my mum.
Just because I'm not going to see her next weekend. It's Valentine's Day. It was complimentary with the meal. I took a voucher and they were like...
Valentine's?
Did I say Valentine's?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, that's really weird. I meant Mother's Day.
That's a bad mistake.
I mean, Mother's Day. But they're close together, but... You're right, it's a bad mistake to make. For Mother's Day, which is next weekend, remember that.
Oh, let me put that in my phone.
Put that down. So, yeah, you got...
What day?
What? Mothering Sunday?
Is it?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, don't, like, complimentary drink with a meal. Not keen on her doing that again. Just stick to the coffees, love.
Was it a cocktail with a rude name as well?
No, it wasn't.
Was it
one of those
screaming?
No, it was not. Right, today we have got... An Alfred update coming up. Do you remember our listener who met the Juan on a dance floor at a stag do in Spain? He was seeing somebody here, but he's been there off now, so he's free to be with the one. Remember, if we call him and he answers, that's good. We give him the opportunity. If he doesn't want to take our call, it'll just ring out. So we'll try him again later. Also, after three, the big news is 5 Seconds of Summer. A lot of people listening online already, all across the world, waiting to hear these boys. They're a hot new boy band from Australia. They supported One Direction on tour. They will be on at 3:30, but we recorded it last week. There's nothing to see here. Last week we did it, but that'll be played at 3:30 this afternoon.
I can't believe how many fans they got. Like, I'm literally getting so many tweets with people so excited, and it's weird, because when I said about this band to my mates in the pub, they weren't too sure who they were.
They will be soon. They've got a good song out. It was Radio 1's track of the day over the weekend. She looks so perfect. It's because they've done all the One Direction tour. So therefore, if you like One Direction, that's a lot of people, and you went to see them in concert, that's also a lot of people, then you will know this band already.
Right.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
In honour of the groove, and to all who surrender to it, we say thank you, and we take it back.
It's Monday, but I can't get my head around it yet, but I think I like it.
I'm not sure about the end bit, though.
I hope he does that one to Radio 1's big weekend in Glasgow. I'm sure he will.
Is that too cool for me, would you say?
I think... See, you understood happy straight away. Mm. That's a little bit more complex to get your head around. It's making my head fizz at the moment.
Right.
That is Pharrell and Marilyn Monroe on BBC Radio 1. It's from his new album, G-I-R-L, Girl. And obviously, you know about Happy. That was the lead single from the album and was just ridiculous. I don't know whether it's as instant as that at all, but I just like the sound of him generally.
But Pharrell knows what he's doing. Do you know what I mean? Who are we to argue?
Okay, chart position on that one. Give it.
Well, he's the grandmaster, so whatever he says is cool is cool.
I'm not saying that's a top five song though.
Are you not?
Nah, don't know. I just don't know. But I really like the sound of it. It's just not as instant.
Right.
Track of the day is Pharrell, Marilyn Monroe. He is on at Radio 1's big weekend in Glasgow. That's a big booking. Well done to whoever sorted that one out. Honestly, I don't know who it was, but right, it's a really good booking.
Pat yourself on the back.
Literally, give yourself give yourself a pat on the back.
You have had to give away Scott Mills points for booking Pharrell.
No. Give yourself...
How patronising.
You did really well. It's well
50
done.
Scott Mills points.
Honestly, really good booking. Well done. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. I don't know about you, but the Radio 1 Twitter and my Twitter's going crazy at the moment. Have you seen this? It's because of 5 Seconds of Summer. I mean, this band, it's just huge.
There were so many fans.
I think it might be a day to bring back OMG, I can't even.
I'm seeing a lot of that.
Are
I'm
you
seeing
really?
A lot of, like, caps locks.
There's a load of capitals going on right now on Twitter.
And sort of what I'd describe as angry happiness. Does that make any sense? It's like they seem quite passionate, but they seem like they can't contain their excitement. And they're also quite angry because they have to.
I need to scream right now. It's just excitement. That's what it is. OMG, I can't even. 5 Seconds of Summer, 3:30 this afternoon. OMG, I can't breathe. The Scott Mills Daily. A lot of people enjoying the Pharrell track. Like, it's just not as instant and as happy, but I still, it's got a good sound. I like it. Someone's just hooed Marilyn Monroe. Don't do that. And more happy / angry tweets coming in from the 5 Seconds of Summer fans.
It's angry happiness.
Can I read you two of my favourites, both in capitals?
Go on then.
I'm getting too excited. And another one. Can you stop talking about them? I have to study chemistry.
That's a good one.
See, happy but also angry. Oh, God. These people are going to burst before 3:30. Also, I need to say, don't turn up at Radio 1 because we did do the interview last week. But you can hear what happened with 5 Seconds of Summer.
Oh, it's good.
And a dog.
It's really good.
At past three. The Scott Mills Daily. Joe's been on, walking to uni in the sun in Glasgow with these amazing tunes on Radio 1. It's perfect, getting me excited for the big weekend. My last ever exam of 5 years at uni is the Friday before the big weekend. Could not have been better timing. That's from Joe. I hope you get a ticket. Monday, 6:30. Next Monday, Grimmy will tell you how we're going to do the tickets this year.
Do you remember you said anyone could be a DJ?
There's a lot of DJs about now. A lot of people do they do DJ sets. Either, the Towie lot do quite a few now, I think. There's some of the Chelsea people rock up as well with a couple of USB sticks and have a go. Why, what are you saying?
I think I found the ultimate one.
Oh, okay. Can I guess? Is it Mark Wright's brother, Elliot Wright?
Well, I'm sure he does do DJ sets.
Peter Andre's brother does.
Yeah.
I
think that's his cousin as well, isn't it? Elliot Wright.
Oh, is it cousin?
I might be wrong.
Okay, sorry, cousin, yeah. One of the Wrights. Is it Proudlock?
I'm sure, but again, I'm sure he does do sort of nightclub appearances.
No, it's different, right? Nightclub appearances,
okay,
that's fine. Because what they do is they're like, well, Joey Estes is here tonight at Bangers in Chelmsford. And you turn up and everyone queues up and has a picture taken with Joey Essex. He drinks a bit and then, like, drinks a bit more. And then you drink a bit and say hello to him. And then he just waves and goes, all right, everybody! And that's a nightclub appearance. That's fine. I'm talking about when they actually DJ. That's okay. When I love it.
Okay.
Who have you got?
I've got the best one ever. Big Mo. As in Big Mo off EastEnders. DJ set.
Shut up.
Canterbury this Wednesday. Actually happening.
Keen?
I'm so keen. Are you?
Oh, yeah.
What's going on?
What does she do?
Literally looking on the Facebook page for this thing, and there's a picture of her, no headphones on.
Oh, my God!
But it's happening.
So, but it's
a DJ set.
It does say DJ set, not nightclub appearance.
No, it says exclusive DJ set. Big Mo.
This is amazing. Oh, this is everything you could want from a DJ set.
Oh, a legendary night requires a legendary DJ.
What's she going to do? She's not a DJ. Come on.
Stepping up on the decks, direct from the East End. Big Mo.
Well, I mean, that's just incredible.
Oh, my word.
Do you know what, though? We're doing breakfast in a couple of weeks. Grimmy's off. I'm saying Big Mo for the next tape.
Oh, that would be special.
We've had Nanny Pat on before. I mean, she was lovely, but she was useless. But I'm saying that Big Mo might know how to mix.
Is there any better DJ that you've heard of than this? As in
no.
People who shouldn't be DJing, but are.
I believe that which is the one that's not off of Gangs? Ross Kemp, the other one?
Yes.
McFadden?
Yeah, Steve McFadden.
Grant.
Right.
Is it Grant? No, Phil.
Phil Mitchell DJ set.
Phil Mitchell DJ set. That happened not that long ago. Big Mo is...
Big Mo trumps that, in my
is
opinion.
Incredible. Right, okay. Let's sign her up for the next tape when we're doing breakfast.
If anyone's going, please video.
Please, please do a video for us.
And a shout out.
But I'm saying on a Friday, I mean, Scream, Annie Mac, whatever, Diplo. Hello. I'm saying Big Mo.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, thanks for your input. We think we found an even better DJ set than Big Mo off EastEnders. Chris?
It's quite incredible. And I can't believe I'm about to say this, but White D.
From Benefit Street.
DJ set. I cannot believe how many people have texted the poster. It's incredible.
It's happening on Bank Holiday Sunday. As it says on the poster, no work Monday, just like being on benefits.
Oh, my word.
White D there from... She'll be over the moon that she's getting some workers to do, Jai.
How's this happened?
I don't know. And does it say, because it always says on Facebook club promotions, does it say it's going to be a guaranteed roadblock?
I'm sure I read that somewhere. Guaranteed roadblock?
That always says that. Now, I've played gigs at clubs before when they've said it's going to be a guaranteed roadblock. You get there and the traffic's flowing quite freely. Also, another favourite is when I get in there and it's like there's no one there. And the promoter always feels like they have to, like, apologise. I don't know what happened, mate. We did flyers in the local area. It's just a bit quiet. I don't know. Was maybe town's just, you know, not as busy tonight.
Mark Wright's down the road.
Yeah, we got a competition. We got Charlotte Crosby from Geordie Shore in down the road. So that's gonna affect our numbers quite a lot. Look, I'm just not that popular. Don't worry about it. Stop making excuses.
White
fine.
D, though.
White D. DJ yes. set. It's happening.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I know it's a school night, but I'm so tempted to go to Big Mo's gig on Wednesday. Canterbury, what are you saying?
I'd love to. I'd love to see Big Mo and White D together.
Hands in the air.
Back to back.
Back to back in the mix, as it was intended.
What?
Isabel's like, I'm going to see Big Mo. Hope she plays Selfie. I can't believe there's going to be a DJ set by Big Mo.
Someone's got to video it, though.
Yeah, and also, if you're going to be at the White D one on Bank Holiday Sunday, videos, please, my email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, send it through Twitter, whatever, but I've got to have it. That was Example, and Kids Again, loved him on Sunday brunch yesterday, going in on the tacos.
I saw you tweeting.
Yeah, I mean, they made these lush-looking tacos because it was, like, Mexican Day or something. But, like, generally, if I'm being offered food on TV, I will hold back. At least until the break's on. Like I've been on that Sunday brunch before and they go, and that's all coming up with me and Rimmer after the break. And then the ads go on and then you stuff your face. But not when you're on TV. Example went in on three tacos while they were doing an interview with him.
Interesting, because I've always wondered, do they take the food away and then it's, you know, it's because you're all celebrities and you're all on diets and things, you only have a little nibble, you don't really demolish the whole thing.
No, you can have all the drinks and all the foods and they leave it there for you after.
Mm.
So that's what he's just like, he must have been hungry, love him, because it was like just literally scoff them. And then there's that awkward thing of, so Example, tell us about your new track. Which I hate.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I think we want another catch up with Alfred later, don't we?
Well, we can try.
Yeah. I mean, if he answers the phone, that's fine. If he doesn't, then we'll just leave it. But he's answered all the time so far, hasn't he? So this is Alfred, not real name. And our listener who wanted to be anonymous, we changed his voice as well. It's been going on for a couple of weeks now. So he was in Spain on a stag do and met a hottie. Who he thinks is the one for life. He thinks he's going to marry this girl. Met her on the dance floor at a stag do in Spain. All getting very, very serious. Like, he loves this girl. He thinks, like, he's going to probably move in with her, have babies eventually. He's serious about it. Slight problem. He did have a girlfriend back at home. Well, not girlfriend. He said someone that he was seeing, but only been for a couple of months. But then he had a chat with her. So he can make way for the one, so he can pursue his dream of this girl he met in a Spanish nightclub. So, had a chat with the girl, all fine.
So, I saw the girl yesterday, and I just sort of said again, really, that I met this girl in Spain and...
Whoa, hang on.
Well, you told her?
Yeah. Honesty is the best policy.
Yeah, you know, but I thought you were going to do, it's not working out, I'm really sorry, as opposed to, I've met somebody else.
Yeah, there's a Spaniard involved.
Well, I said that as well. I said both. Turns out she was ever so nice to me the other day when I spoke to her on the phone, because while I was in Spain and meeting someone, she went out on a night out in this country and she met someone.
Okay, so the girl he's seeing, that's all fine because she's also met somebody. So now they're not together anymore. So he's going for the one. He thinks this girl is the one,
mm-hmm.
100%. And he's getting very keen vibes back from her as well. Obviously, Alfred, not his real name, and we've changed his voice. We'll give him a call, I think, after 2:30 today and see what the latest is with this señorita and see if there's any update.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Becky in Manchester's been on saying, first day back at work today after 5 weeks in the Caribbean. Lush, thanks for the daily podcast. I listen to it every day while laying on the beach. All right, just that. P.S. Can't wait for the Alfred update. It's good that people go away, but they still download the Scott Mills Daily. So then they're totally up to date. Like, she's been in the Caribbean for a month. Wouldn't have known anything about Alfred, our listener, who's found the one, hopefully, still, if we can get hold of him.
It's become a little bit of a sort of, like, I wouldn't say EastEnders, actually. I'd say a bit more Doctors.
Yeah. I'd say more Emmerdale.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Mm-mm. So we're going to call Alfred just after 2:30 this afternoon. Thanks for listening to the podcast on holiday. I like it. It means you just don't get confused. Otherwise, like, you put the podcast, you'll put the live show on if you haven't listened to the podcast and be like, what is going on? Some more happy but angry 5 seconds of summer fans have been on. What they do is they tweet in capitals and they're happy, but at the same time, quite aggressive.
Mm.
I can't contain my excitement. I've got to sit through maths and citizenship first. It's not going well. That's from Talia. I'm so excited, I don't know what to do. Another one. I'm so excited, I'm not even sure I'm going to be able to listen to it.
What? That's a weird one.
That's weird.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
It's Scott with Alfred update, if he answers the phone, about 2:40. 5 seconds of summer from 3:30, which means fans of Greg James, listen earlier, 3:10. Greg's on today. If you want your fix of Greg James, 3:10 is real or no real time today.
I've got a bit of a question for you, with especially you being a celebrity.
And, I wish you'd stop saying that.
And how it works in your world.
Not really a celebrity, but go for it anyway.
Well, you know, when you're in the pub, do you find that there's an added pressure for you to have to wash your hands? Even if there's like, I don't know, even if it's really busy, or if you're at an event or something like that and there's a massive queue and you're in a hurry because you want to get back and see a song.
You should always wash your hands.
Agreed. But there is the odd occasion where you're not going to, right? But the reason why I'd say there's more pressure for you and all other famous is that if I saw a celebrity not washing their hands, I'd probably tweet about it.
You would?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I've seen this before. I think it was Zane Lowe. And there was an incident a while back where someone tweeted that he hadn't washed his hands at a gig. And it's just no one wants that, really.
You get a reputation.
You do. And you just get a reputation that's a bit dirty. And you don't really want that because, as we all know, Zane is a hygienic person.
Mm.
He doesn't smell. And I've been in toilets with him before and he has washed his hands. So it must have just been a one-off.
Mm. Well, I remember there was one occasion. It's a bit who. I can't remember which one it was. It was one of Dick and Dom. But one of those two didn't wash their hands.
Where did you see this, please?
And this was at a nightclub in Southampton.
Right,
and I remember noticing it at the time, and then I did tell people.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, I think if you're a famous, generally going to the toilet in public is an issue. Because people are going to be like, right, yeah, was that the urinals with, you know what I mean?
Well, it's amazing here, because the toilets are by the office here, so whenever someone really famous at Radio 1, if they need the loo, they have to kind of walk through the office. And there was a great time I managed to have a wee next to David Guetta.
Yeah, amazing. Before obviously the breakup. I don't know whether you heard about this, but David and Kathy aren't on anymore.
Yeah.
Divorced. Go on, Kathy. We can't even do that anymore.
Oh, it just seems inappropriate if we do that now.
And there was that time in the old building when Katy Perry was in, and then we did the interview. I went for a big old dump afterwards, I've got to be honest. And then I did.
Lovely.
I'm just saying. And then she was waiting outside the one toilet that was in use. And I was just like, oh, you've got to go in there now. What am I going to do? I'm not going to say I wouldn't go in there if I was you. So she walked in and I just ran off. But you know when there's someone waiting outside and that person is Katy Perry? Really bad, especially if what you've done in the toilet isn't good.
Here's the thing, like, there was a time that Daniel Radcliffe was here, went into the toilets as well. And then when he came out, I kind of intercepted him because I was trying to go and have a wee next to him.
What, on purpose?
On purpose.
Why do you do that? Why do you care?
By the time I got the courage to kind of go in, he was leaving. And I said hello to him and shook his hand. Right, but at the time I remember thinking, God, I wonder if he's washed his hand. But then I thought to myself, you know what? Worst comes to worst, I get a cold from Daniel Radcliffe. For some reason, that's almost like a badge of honour. Do you see my thinking?
No,
with this?
Not really.
Or is this a bit weird?
What,
probably
so you,
a bit weird.
You want to get a cold off a celebrity?
I'm not saying I want to, but it's, for me, I think getting a celebrity cold is not as bad. A bit like I recently went to go see Beyonce in concert. So if she announced halfway through, she was like,
"What's up, y'all? Not feeling the best tonight. Bit of a runny nose, y'all."
And then the next day I got a cold, I'd think, do you know what, it's not so bad, it's clearly Beyonce's.
But so, like, so someone would be like, oh, that's a nasty cold, where'd you get that from?
Beyonce.
Yeah. You're right, it's not as bad.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So, here's where we're at with Alfred, our listener, not his real name, and we used to change his voice as well, which we'll do again in a minute. Got this great voice changer. No one ever going to know it's you if you use that.
But how come it always seems to work for him? When my friend Fernando came in.
Yeah, I just think, I don't know, I just think it's more important that he's his identity is revealed.
I don't know. I think, you know, this story's gone on and on now that I think he should just sort of come out.
This all started when I was saying, is it possible to meet the one? And there and then you know that that person is the person you're going to spend the rest of your life with. I was like, I don't think it's possible. I don't think it's true. I don't think it happens like that. You can't say, oh, I've met the one. But how many of your mates have said that in the past?
It happened on the night of my birthday a couple of weeks ago. My mate, the convict.
I think I've met the one. Yeah, the convict. How's that going?
Yeah, night in Watford. No, that's off.
Oh, is it off now?
That's the thing.
It's
all changed. It goes from such an extreme.
She was the one, though. I know. That's the thing. I don't get the intensity and then nothing. Anyway, so Alfred, not his real name. He met what he thinks is the love of his life. He was on somebody else's stag do in Spain. He was on the floor of a nightclub, dance floor. Met a hot Spaniard. Lovely lady. Doesn't speak any English. But he was talking to her through various translate apps. He was seeing a girl back at home. But they had a chat. That's now been broken off. She said she was seeing somebody else anyway. I'm not sure. But anyway, that has now made way for him to pursue the one, the hot Spanish lady. Does he still think she's the one today is what I want to know. Because it, like you say, with your mate, it can be really intense and you'll be convinced and then not. And it can happen like that. So we've told him to expect a call again, a withheld number, today. If he doesn't want us to interfere anymore, that's cool. Just don't answer the phone, Alfred, and we won't hear any more of the story. We've just said don't answer the phone. However, if he does want to tell us what the latest is, I said, feel free to pick up.
The Scott Mills Daily.
See Charlie in Eastbourne. I met my girlfriend at the club in Brighton. We've been together. And she is the one. We've been together for years. It can happen. I just think it's quite rare. But this is what I wanted to find out. So I'm ringing Alfred now. I'm just putting the voice changer on. So it might sound a little bit different. This is to protect his identity. Although I don't really know why we are protecting his identity now, because it's all kind of out in the open now, isn't it? Oh, here we go.
Hello?
Yes, he answered again.
Yes.
Hello, Alfred.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm interested to know what the latest is with the Juan.
The one, yeah. I moved on to Skype earlier or later last week. And it was going that well one evening that I proposed to her over Skype.
Whoa!
This is ridiculous.
What?
You're joking.
No. No, serious.
Every time we ring you, you've got ridiculous information.
Yeah.
Okay, right, rewind. So, you've been Skyping her this week.
Yep.
And then what day did you suddenly decide to propose on Skype?
Friday.
Was this late at night?
It might have been late at night, yeah.
Had you been out, or...?
No.
Okay.
Couple of sangrias?
Had a few sangrias, yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
Right,
Can I just check something here? Are you lying to us? Are you just enjoying us catching up with you on the radio every week now that you feel that you're having to make up a story? You're basically making your own soap opera.
No, I do enjoy talking to you, but I guess now in hindsight, unfortunately, I'm not lying. I did do that.
Okay, right. So we've all done it. This is why I think there should be a breathalyzer on Twitter and also on Skype even.
Mm-hmm.
Just locks up and you can't use it after a certain number of drinks.
Mm.
So it's all going very well this week.
Mm-hmm.
Then on Friday, you decide I'll Skype her now. But did you have it in your mind when you Skyped her that it was all planned that you were going to propose to her?
A little bit. Not definitely, but we're getting on so well, like, there's so many things in common and so on and so forth. I sort of had it in the back of my mind. I sort of fashioned this, I don't know what you call it, I suppose it was a ring, out of the wristband that I was wearing in the club where we first met.
That's romantic.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay, so the wristband that you're wearing in a club at the stag do was your ring for this. And what do you do? Just kind of offer it towards the camera?
Yeah, I didn't really know how to do it, so I just sort of, like, held it out in my hand so she could see it.
And obviously you've been doing your Spanish lessons, so did you ask her in Spanish?
No, I bottled it. I was going to, but I'm not sure of the pronunciation, so...
What is the Spanish for Will You Marry Me?
I don't even know now. I had it written down.
Alfred, let's get this right. Let's set the scene then. So you're down on one knee on Skype. You've got your ring out.
Yeah.
It's late at night. He's had a couple of sangrias. And the answer is...
No.
No. Oh, no.
No. No.
What do you think went wrong, Alfred?
Yeah, she's not really... her father doesn't approve of the love we have, so it's like so it's a no.
Okay. She's told you her father doesn't approve of the love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if that was lost in translation.
Right.
Or what, but that's what she said.
Do you know what you did wrong? You didn't speak to the father, you didn't get his permission.
Oh, I didn't, did I?
Mm. Which would have been an amazing Skype session.
Mm.
Yeah,
I mean, we'd have definitely run that on air.
Do you want to speak to the father? Can we do this?
Can we arrange that?
I think I'm good, thanks. Yeah.
So where does this leave us now, please? Because obviously she said no, but are you still going to... Is it still on? Is she still the one?
No, she's not. She's not the one. She can't be the one. I'm gutted. I'm pretty gutted.
Hang on a second. Right, so she's gone completely cold on this, hasn't she?
No, we're still chatting, but, like, nothing romantic can come of it anymore.
Because of her dad?
Because of her dad, yeah.
Oh, my word. It was a gutsy move of yours doing the whole sort of proposing thing.
I was really, really nervous.
But you don't sound upset. You must be gutted.
I am really gutted, yeah.
Alfred, knowing you, are you seeing someone else right now?
I'm not, no, not at all. But I've got a couple more stag do's to go on this year, so you never know.
Hmm. Always looking on the bright side.
Yeah, I got to.
So, Scott, going from beginning to end, when we first spoke to him, he said, this was the one.
Yeah.
This was, you know, I love her.
Now, I hate to say I told you so, but I did say that I don't think that happens. It just doesn't happen. You were convinced a week ago that she was the one, and now look.
I know. Proved you right. To joy, Scott.
I mean, if anyone else thinks they met the one at the weekend, then let me know. I hate to prove you wrong, but probably will in the end. 81199 or at BBCR1 on Twitter. It just doesn't happen, and this is proof. Right, well, it's been lovely talking to you, Alfred, for these... Well, it feels like longer, but it's only 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's been great to talk to you.
And I'm really sorry that she's not the Juan.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, I'll let you know if anything changes. I don't think it will, but...
Yeah, if you meet another one, then let us know.
All right, I will do.
All right, keep in touch.
I will do.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. Hello, Greg.
Hello there.
Earlier, I applauded the person that had booked Pharrell for Radio 1's Big Weekend. I told them to give himself a pat on the back.
Yeah, they should.
And 50 Scott Mills points.
No, I didn't give them points.
Just 50 for that.
What well done to you.
What do you have to do for these points? Wasn't I What's Occurring? Like 100 points.
Yeah.
But you get 50 for booking Pharrell.
Hey, congratulations and well done on Friday night.
Hey, thank you.
Sport
what
ready.
Was going on there? That was, it was, you looked ridiculous.
You looked brilliant. Like, I don't know whether you saw Greg on Friday night on Sport Relief. For me, it was the highlight. It was awesome. Me, and my mum was sat there on the sofa with me going, oh, isn't he funny?
Oh.
So, you know, it was great.
You did really well, though.
And Grimmy, well, phew, wow. Well, that was funny as well, the rhythmic gymnastics.
I mean, the best bit of Sport Relief was raising £51 million, yeah, surely.
What a brilliant amount of money. That's I can't huge, believe right? it. Mm.
Yeah. But I can only apologise, really, for the quite how small that costume was.
I mean, when you derobed, yeah. It was one of the strangest, also horriblest, also yeah. things I've ever seen.
Hmm. Hmm. Oh, well, I'm well aware how awful it will have looked, but no, that's kind of the point.
No, you're a legend.
But also, this is what I like about you. Like, you don't do it half. You're just like, you've got yeah. to go in and do it. You know what I mean?
It was proper like, whoa.
Yeah.
Because people didn't see it. There was a suit that I had over the top of this swimming costume that was one of those old school rip-off suits. So you've just ripped from the trousers and the whole thing comes off. That's a massive who.
Yeah.
But so we wore one of them.
Bit of Velcro.
And I was worried because you dress yourself, obviously, but then you don't know what might have happened in the meantime underneath the trousers.
Sure.
So if I pull them off...
Yeah, and the socks fall out, that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. No, the 20 pairs of socks no fall out.
Hey, 5 seconds of summer on this show at 3:30.
Big so buzz. Big buzz around them.
That's in about 17 minutes if you're listening abroad and have no idea what time it is in the UK.
I was checking the online download charts earlier. Number one.
I know. It's huge. That's they all. Are huge. And they're on this show. We recorded it last week. They're on a show at 3:30. For now, here's Greg with Real or No Real.
High heels were originally worn by men and only later adopted by women aiming to appear more masculine.
Interesting. Whoa. I've never understood the point of high heels. Is it, I mean... You know, and why it isn't that generally that men wear them.
It's not why men wear them.
No. It's not just to look taller, is it?
Because for ladies...
I think it's for the glamours as well.
It's my understanding that it's for a number of reasons. For the glamours, it's also to make your legs look sort of more toned. And it's to lift your buttocks up when you walk.
That's certainly why I wear them.
Is that true? Have I made that bit up?
That's weird.
It's to make everything look a bit more toned and a bit more, you know, perky.
Okay.
That's my understanding. If I've got that wrong, I'm sorry.
So originally, men would wear high heels. That was the real or no real here.
Yeah.
So to make their legs look more toned and their...
And lift their ass up, yeah.
Yeah.
So real or no real, I'm saying?
No real.
I'm going to say real.
Wow.
That one's real.
Yeah.
In the 1500s, men wore high heels as a sign of their high status in society.
Wow. Literally high.
So we can all learn something from that. Next.
Before he became famous, Jason Derulo was a contestant on the American version of Take Me Out.
I mean, this... my gut was real.
No likey, no lighty.
Oh, can you imagine?
Imagine American Paddy McGuinness, lol.
Do you reckon it would be one of those situations as well where everyone leaves their lights on?
Do you think?
Yeah, when he walks out.
Well, but he wasn't Jason Derulo back then.
No.
He was just like, he would have been Jason DeValero.
Is that his real name?
It's like, yeah.
Hey, I'm Jason DeValero. No, they would have left the lights on because he would have been buff, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Even then. Do you know what I mean? And what dance would he have done? And to what song on the way down?
I've always thought Take Me Out wouldn't work the other way around. Generally, if you had 15 blokes and one girl,
you'd think they would have tried it by now, but that's not going to work. It's the same as a gay Take Me Out wouldn't work. Oh, all the lights are still on.
Again?
Oh, no. Come on, someone's got to turn some off. I'm not hearing any boos.
But I mean, as a bloke, that would be the worst. That's the worst noise you'd hear ever.
Jason Derulo on Take Me Out.
It's probably not real.
It's too random to make up. I'm saying real.
I will also say real.
That one is no real.
Sorry. But he is on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show tomorrow with Nick Grimshaw.
Nice.
Jason Derulo tomorrow.
Likey.
Next.
The word travel comes from a Latin word meaning torture.
Sure. What? Probably. I mean,
I don't know. I don't know any Latin, do you?
No.
Yeah, you do. The slogan from your school.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You do know Latin. What was
it? I do. I know sperate parate.
Which is?
God knows what it means.
That's what it means.
You know where your school has a random catchphrase?
Yeah.
Or a slogan? It's like, why do schools need a slogan?
Oh, this computer doesn't work.
It was like
my old school had one as well.
To do is to do, or something like it'll be something awful anyway. Rubbish catchphrase.
To do is to do.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything.
To think is to learn.
Yeah. Wherever you're going, there you are. Don't make any sense.
But it sounds better in Latin, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. So, was the Latin for travel torture? Still is.
Yeah, I think that's probably true.
Mm. Real. Yeah, real.
That one is real.
Yeah. I've just found my old school one.
Go on.
Respice, aspice, prospice.
Which is?
Which means we must look to the past, the present and the future.
Oh, what load of nonsense.
Rubbish. Rubbish catchphrase.
Anyway, travel.
For years, I thought it was respice, espice, prospice. I was corrected once.
Travel evolved from the Latin word trapelliere, which means torture, because travelling in those days, probs wasn't much fun.
And now, same.
And what about this? Last one for you today.
Scientists can study earwax to accurately predict the weather.
What?
Why would that... I can't even work out the science behind that one.
So earwax. Well, to do with its how squidgy it would be. Maybe it's hotter.
Right. No.
Well, when it's warmer, you have more wax and it's all runny. Not runny, but, you know, not like an egg. Like yolk.
Oh, you just get your ears checked.
Oh, it's sunny again, I'll be yoking.
Oh, hang on.
I don't mean that, you know what I mean though.
I know, you have it. Oh no, I'm yoking.
You know when on holiday, you get more earwax. That's true.
Fact. Sure. Why is that?
It's warmer.
Is that the sunny weather?
I mean, it's in the pool and stuff, there's more, I don't know.
Have you ever had an ear candle?
What's that? What's...
No.
What, you've made a candle out of your own wax? Oh,
they're back.
That's gross.
Right, look up ear candle. It's like, if you've got congestion, they put them in and light them. Right, and it's still on. They still do it in some beauty places. Right, Google that, please.
I thought ear candles were the things that you know, when you go to a school trip and you're going, oh, make a candle at the end. And that you make it out of your own wax.
I think this is just to ease congestion, but they do actually light a candle and put you in.
This is utterly insane.
And the pictures are brilliant of it.
There's a lady lying down with a candle in her ear.
Isn't that good?
She looks like a birthday cake.
Don't you want that, though?
She does.
Don't you want it?
So they light the candle at the top. Does it hurt?
No,
huh.
I don't think so. But it does. It gets rid of, like, if you've got, like, sinus problems. I think that's what she's doing, is it?
She's got a candle in her ear, mate.
Okay, but why has she got a candle in her ear? She's got a candle in her ear, mate.
Well, I don't know. It seems to me. It's hard to
you
move
your life with a candle in your ear. Oh,
never knowing.
Good.
And at the end of that... Oh, we haven't even said whether it's real or not.
Right,
earwax, predicting weather.
I'm going to say, because when it's hot, your ears go soggy. Real.
I'm saying no real.
That one is no real.
Oh, what?
Okay, at the end of that...
It's 20 apiece.
20 apiece.
20 apiece. Christmas banana.
Okay.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
OMG, it's Batman Scoop.
I can't even.
It's Batman Scoop.
Is that him?
Yes. He emailed me last year. Well, he was in Cabos. Wow, things have gone up a notch, haven't they?
Wow, he's back.
He's on a track with Skrillex. Still doing the same shtick.
It is the same gimmick, isn't it?
Quite same gimmick.
Good crowd participation, though.
Put your hands up! Put your hands up! Hey!
Oh! Hey!
Oh!
On the New York transit line, if my train goes off the track, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up!
Let's go! Same. Skrillex and Recess with Fat Man Scoop on BBC Radio 1. New album coming out, features The Scoop. Also, Diplo, loads of people on it. Okay. Well, that wasn't
there's two
actually, but there are more. Okay, well, I'll have you know that the Passion Pit vocalist Michael Angelakos is on it, and also the Ragga Twins and Chant.
Oh, good.
Yeah, as well as Diplo and the Scoop Meister.
Get him on the show.
What, Fat Man Scoop?
You should get Fat Man Scoop on for innuendo bingo.
Well, here's the thing. I thought he was a bit, but I do have his email address, and now he's back on with Skrillex. This is ideal.
You're so fickle.
This is ideal opportunity. Well, you can't be like having people on the, like, the audience don't know, and now he's on the Skrillex track. Yes, boom. However, I do urge you to look up the cable show that he used to do with him and his wife in America.
Oh, I think I've heard about this.
Yeah, look it up. Lovely show that him and his wife used to do. The Scott Mills Daily. This is 5 Seconds of Summer.
Hey!
Hi.
Welcome to Radio 1.
Thank you for having us.
How are you? All good?
Yeah. All good, thank you.
So we've got Ashton.
Hi.
We've got Callum.
Hi.
We've got Luke.
Hello.
We've got Mikey.
Can you see me down the end?
Hello. I'm Scott, and this is my friend Chris.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys. Nice to meet you. Now, the song, what I'm getting from the song... from the lyrics, which I've studied, is you're trying to run away with a girl, and she's wearing just your underwear.
Apparently. not when you're running away. She's put normal clothes on when you've run away.
Okay. Yeah. But you're now threatening to show up with a plane ticket and take her away. Do you think they will let her on the plane in just her underwear, your underwear?
Well, she may have been dressed by then.
I think she's dressed by then.
She is.
I don't think so.
We forgot to mention the lyric that we brought her clothes as well.
Right, yeah, that's not in there, though. Also, you made a mixtape for her. Oh.
Yeah.
And got her name tattooed in an arrow heart.
A little extreme, but
Where's the tattoo, please?
It's in a place where we can't show you.
Is she not a bit scared that you've got a tattoo of her name on your ass and now you're taking her on a plane?
Is it too much?
She doesn't know.
You've taken this in a lot of thought. Like, you
really have studied it.
Here's the thing. Do you think I'm reading too much into the lyrics?
A little.
Do you think I just relax and enjoy the song a bit?
I think it has to be done, though.
Okay, all right. I do love this song.
Yeah, he doesn't stop going on about you guys and this song. He's a massive supporter of yours.
Despite the fact that you see a grown man in front of you, I do actually have the music taste of a 14-year-old girl.
Oh, that's all right.
No, I think it's fine. So I'm all about the pop, me.
Yeah.
Should we play the song? And then we'll do some more intense questioning.
Let's do it.
Okay, here is 5 Seconds of Summer on BBC Radio 1. She Looks So Perfect, playing now. Radio 1, that's 5 Seconds of Summer, and She Looks So Perfect. So, even though up until now you've not released any music here, your UK fan base is ridiculous.
I don't think we've stopped touring for a long time, man. I think all we've done is tour, and release a lot of free music.
We released like a few songs, like Heartbreak Girl and Try Hard and Wherever You Are, like just for free, just for the fans to listen to and have.
So
we did a lot of touring as well.
I know that you played Coco, which is a venue in London, quite a big venue. And I was driving past on that night, and the crowds outside were ridiculous for you.
We always say, like, here's, you have to have like just a bit more dedication to stand out in the cold, because they're there for like a day. They like sleep overnight, and it's just like, it's amazing, like some of the fans.
Lots of fans worldwide and here obviously know you because you supported One Direction on their tour. Must have been good times.
Yeah, for like a band like us, it was amazing. For like the stuff we learned, like stagecraft and everything, was just, it was amazing.
Yeah, the boys are like really they were really supportive of us like the whole tour.
Yeah, they're really matey with you, aren't they?
Yeah, we became like good friends with them.
So now, between you, you need to decide who the favourite member of One Direction is. And obviously, you can't not do this. So you do have to choose now, so fair no enough. Pressure.
We have to choose. No, we can't choose.
I know you can't, but you have to.
Every day, I think.
Yeah. I guess, we'll tell you who.
Just say one of them.
We see Niall the most. Like.
Yeah. So Niall, then. And why is he your favourite?
He's not our favourite.
He's not our favourite.
He kind of
is.
But why?
No,
we love them all like at different times for different reasons.
Okay,
love them all.
Are we being difficult?
I love them all.
I always think Liam seems the soundest. I don't
he
know
has
why.
The best facial hair.
What does the soundest mean?
I like the
most sensible.
Sensible.
Yeah. But also probably the one I'd probably most want to take to the pub.
Right. Yeah, have a pint
Is that how you judge a good friend?
Yeah. Pint-o-meter.
Basically.
Of course it is. We're British.
So he's on the lad chart. We actually have a lad list.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Out of 10, and then it shuffles every now and then. But
if you guys play a card right.
Top 10 lads.
to make top 10.
What, so between yourselves, you work out who's the biggest lad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And who is?
Well, it's confidential.
It's a long list.
Yeah. Hang on, there's four 20. Of you, so who else is on the list?
We're not on the list.
We're not on the list,
it's
no.
a band,
no,
like it's 5 seconds of Summer's lad list.
Who the band thinks is a lad.
Oh, right.
All right. We need to get on that. Yeah. Well, you do. I don't think I'm going to be anywhere near.
He's not so keen.
Being a really young pop star must be awesome. Listen to this, Chris. How many marriage proposals do you get on average per day?
Oh, per day. We're having that one today, unless you're going to dive in with a marriage proposal right now.
If you want.
Yeah.
And finally, when was the last time a girl asked you to go out with them on Twitter? That must happen like every second.
Dates.
Twitter dates. Yeah, I got a lot of Twitter dates.
Yeah. Quite casual.
Twitter dates are my thing.
Yeah. Let's face it, they're not ever going to be short.
No, you lads are sorted by the sounds of it.
The thing is, very awkward. Very awkward.
Are you?
I think because the whole band thing, we didn't actually know. We're quite surprised girls liked our band in the beginning.
Why?
I don't know. Well, where we're from, everyone's like a really buff football player or we're just like scrawny musicians. And it wasn't that.
We're like the lanky guys. The lanky guys that spend all our time in the music room.
Right. I have such bad luck with girls. Seriously.
Your hair's too bright.
Being from Sydney, you're saying that you're not the norm and everyone's kind of like...
I don't think we're the norm, no.
We're definitely outcasts. Yeah.
Oh.
Outcasts.
But that's the classic.
But we love the geeky music guys in the UK.
Oh.
Yes. That's okay. Right, 5 seconds of Summer. It's really good to have an introduction to you guys and meet you. Thank you for coming into Radio 1 today.
Thanks for having us.
We do have one more game.
Yes.
And we'll do it next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, this game with 5 seconds of Summer is called 5 seconds of snogging.
5 seconds of blindness.
Snogging.
Hair is a bit who, isn't it?
So Ashton has been the person who seems to be blindfolded now in a leather blindfold. I don't know where we got that from.
It's Scott, lovely.
Is this yours?
It's not mine.
It looks a bit sinister.
I'm very happy with this.
Found it in a drawer near my desk. So at the moment, Ashton from 5 Seconds of Summer is sat on a chair with a leather blindfold on.
Yes.
The rest of the band members are stood behind laughing.
Cue laughter!
So, Ashton, there will be four objects or things that you have to kiss, and it has to be for 5 seconds. We will be counting.
That's beautiful.
Ashton is the drummer in the band. He is blindfolded. You have to guess what it is. And if it's anything less than 5 seconds of snogging, not acceptable. Those are the rules. You must stick to them or
there. Anything but a lobster.
Yeah, what would you not like to kiss?
I wouldn't like to kiss a kiwi fruit.
Sure.
Definitely would enjoy kissing dirt.
Okay.
And I also would not enjoy kissing a small kitten.
Sure. Okay, well.
I quite like that.
Good.
I wouldn't like any of those things.
Okay, well, the boys behind you, the other members of the band, have the objects ready to go. So, please, let's bring on object number one. Remember, you've got to kiss it for 5 seconds and tell me what it is. Now, for the listeners at home, let's hear what he's about to kiss.
A kiwi fruit.
Okay, bring on the object, please.
Sweet.
Snogging.
I'm very ready.
Let's start snogging.
It's coming in.
Luke is presenting the object to Ashton. Just kiss it. 5 seconds. Kiss it.
Your technique is awful.
Kiss it.
That was at least six.
And what do you think it is?
Ah, is it a kiwi fruit?
Yes, it is. The thing you did not want to kiss.
The hairy fruit. Is that one?
So Mikey has the next item that you've got to kiss. Bring Ashton forth. From 5 Seconds of Summer, Mikey. Meanwhile, for you at home, here's what he's about to kiss.
A frankfurter.
Bring in the item. Pout your lips. Proceed forward. Proceed forward.
Did I miss?
No, you've still got to... No, just hold. Hold your face there.
Oh, God! What is that?
Kiss it!
No!
Kiss it!
You're going to snog it.
Open! Put it sideways!
Just kiss it.
It's sideways.
Kiss it for 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Ashton, what is it?
Feels like a. This is definitely a Frankfurt.
Yes, it is.
Well done, everyone.
That's a great one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Put it sideways.
Who wants it?
Stop brandishing it. Put it down.
That was sweet.
So it's time for the next one.
That was wonderful.
So, Callum is going to present the next object.
Go
so,
Callum.
He doesn't know what he's about to kiss, but for you lot at home, here's what it is.
A dog called Riley.
Off you go, Callum. So, Get ready. Kiss it.
Oh, oh God.
What is it? Kiss
oh
it.
God.
5 seconds.
Come on, 5 seconds.
5 seconds.
It smells like it. Oh, God, it's alive.
5 seconds.
It's moving.
Kiss it.
Is that an Ewok?
Okay.
Oh, God.
5 seconds, otherwise. Mm-mm. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, oh. What do you think it is?
Oh, is it a sausage dog?
It's not a sausage dog.
Close.
Is oh, it a God chihuahua?
Oh, he's so cute.
It is an actual dog. Where did you get a dog?
I managed to source a dog. His name's Riley. He's
yeah
a legend.
Yeah, we got
Riley's
it last.
Riley's a legend.
Got it last minute.
A stray
yeah
dog.
We got one more.
Oh, sweet.
Bring here we on go. And for the last time, here's what he's about to kiss. This is just for you at home only. He cannot hear this.
Callum from 5 Seconds of Summer.
Okay.
I can't believe someone was holding a dog in here.
So Luke is bringing the next item forward and kiss it for 5 seconds. Go.
Jesus. You smell like a New Zealander.
Oh. Kiss it.
Oh. It's moving away.
5 seconds.
It doesn't want this kiss.
Yes, it does. It wants it.
I don't want it. I don't
he
want
wants it
it.
5 seconds. Go.
Not 5 seconds. Just a,
one,
just a quick mix.
Two.
I was all up for it, guys.
I know you were. And the actual object moved away. What was it, please?
I think it was a half Scottish, half New Zealander.
Oh, wow, it's very specific.
Boy, I'm very specific. Well, wearing a...
Can you think of his name?
I think it was Callum.
Yes, it's correct. Absolutely.
Callum.
Well, that was 5 seconds of snogging. Which was the worst one for you?
The worst one was Callum.
Sure, okay. I thought that might be the answer. Thanks for playing the game. You can meet Riley, the dog, now.
Oh, where is he?
Take off the leather blindfold.
Oh, I'm scared.
Oh.
Hello.
Hi. He doesn't like me.
You kissed me.
I don't even know you.
Ashton, thank you so much for playing.
Thank you, guys.
You were great.
Thank you. That was great.
The ordeal is now over.
Oh, my God.
Guys, thank you so much for coming in. Come and see us soon, and good luck with your North American One Direction tour. That's happening next, right?
Thank you. We'll see you soon.
Come and see us soon. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
If you enjoyed the 5 Seconds of Summer stuff, you can watch the video right now. Head to the Radio 1 YouTube channel. Just put Radio 1 into YouTube and type in 5 Seconds of Summer. We're back on Radio 1 tomorrow at 1. Bingo at 1:45. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.